And on the heels of the production of John O'Leary's On Fire, his life story being shot all across the St. Louis area earlier this year, we wondered if more movies are on schedule for the region. It seems like we're hearing a lot more about movies and shows. Kelly Hyatt is joining us right now. She's with Explore St. Louis and the St. Louis Film Office Manager. So let me ask you, Kelly, is it our imagination or are they filming more things in St. Louis and in Missouri?
Well, good morning, Debbie. It is not your imagination. There's absolutely more production happening here in St. Louis. As a matter of fact, since the tax credit was passed this past fall, we've seen a huge uptick. There's been 12 productions that have been approved for the use of the tax credit, which is incredible. And that's actually, it goes across the board. It's not just physical production. It also goes to post-production. So some of our local production hubs that maybe film outside of town, but bring the work back to do the post are also utilizing it. And that's a really incredible resource and something that actually helps us stand out against other states as far as the incentive is concerned.
We have talked quite a bit on KMOX about the tax credit, the film tax credit that I know was eliminated years ago, and it's been a fight ever since to get that reinstated. Because the truth is, Kelly, right, there are so many states that offer a film tax credit that if you're scouting for locations, clearly you're going to go to one of those places unless you, you know, really, really wanted to film here.
Correct. Yes, it definitely put us back on the board. Productions are not going to really look at regions that don't have a tax credit. And like you said, unless it's something that is, you know, privately funded and there's a homage to a specific space, you typically would not go to a region without an incentive. So, yes, it has put us back on the board. We have a very competitive tax credit where, you know, there's legs to it. There's different ways of utilizing it. You have the ability to buy and sell the tax credit. So say, for instance, you have a business within Missouri and you might not necessarily be in the production world. You are able to essentially buy the tax credit from the production and put that towards your own personal business, which is a huge key element. So not only are you funding a production, putting people to work, and there's an economic trickle down for that, you're also putting it back into your own business. So it's kind of like a double. It's a really, really great, great piece of the initiative that I think people need to explore.
You were a location scout for a long time, correct?
Yes, I was a location scout, a location manager for the last 20 years. So I've worked in markets such as New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. And I have to say, being here in St. Louis has been a gift. It is an incredible space to make movies and television.
So if you're talking to other location scouts, what would you tell them about St. Louis? Because I would imagine it's pretty versatile depending on, you know, where they want to film.
Yeah, it is one of those places that can really play for a lot of regions. As a matter of fact, there was just a movie that was here filming the last 15 days called Ride or Die. They came in from Los Angeles. It's a St. Louis-based film. The director's from St. Louis, and she was able to come here and make her movie because of the incentive. And it's kind of a road trip type movie. So they were able to film 15 days in St. Louis, but also be in Kansas and be in Illinois and be in Pennsylvania and be all across the country and just film it all here. They did have to go to the Mojave Desert once.
couldn't recreate that here.
But it is a place that really can lend itself to a number of locations, and it gives the ability for a production to stay put. There's kind of a phrase in the industry is, you never want to move the trucks. So if you can keep your base camp and keep your trucks in one spot and film all around it, it's a huge cost savings. And St. Louis lends itself to that.
I have heard other productions say that it's just gotten too expensive, for example, to work out of Hollywood. And that is one reason a lot of people are looking for other places to film things. Is that true?
You know, I mean, it's there's That's a loaded question. You know, permitting in Los Angeles has gotten really, really crazy. The oversaturation of the market. So say, for instance, you're filming in a neighborhood. You know, you have to incentivize the neighbors to basically come take over their block. We got to a point in a production I was working at where we'd send scouts out and you'd knock on a neighbor's door to use their driveway, for example, to put, you know, tents, tables and chairs in for people to sit. And the answer from the neighbor would be, I will pay you not to film here. So, you know, there's a bunch of different things. The issue with L.A. right now is that there's a huge lack of work. So there's a lot of people that are out of work just because the margin of films has really, and television was decreased tremendously with the strikes that happened earlier this year. So that's actually kind of a good thing for us because no one's really from LA. So if we can bring all of that talent back to back to St. Louis, and really bust up our market with these people and get them to work here, it's a win-win for everyone.
In the St. Louis film office, are you dealing with people who are coming to you and helping them to film here and explain the tax credit, or do you actively recruit productions? Does that happen?
So the tax credit all goes to the Missouri Film Office. They're the ones that do the application, do the approval. So any kind of those questions go right to the Missouri Film Office. As far as the local community goes, yes, I deal directly with them. I actually was just out in Los Angeles at a conference for commissioners from all around the world. It was really incredible. It was very invigorating. One of the main themes was that, you know, the United States as a whole can't really compete with the overseas market when it comes to big budget productions. So a lot of that stuff is just going overseas. But that's actually a good thing for us because that means that smaller films, independent films, are looking for cool on-location places to film. And by on-location means is that they're actually filming at the courthouse, not on a set. And like I said, that's St. Louis. I mean, we've got on-location filming aplenty. So that was super invigorating. One of the other things, too, is that we really have an incredible community of filmmakers. There are a number of non-for-profit organizations. Continuity is one. Filmworks is one. Film in Mo is another that really bring our community together. So the local people have a platform to talk, to network, and to work together. Film in Mo is super important. They're actually the ones that are behind funding the lobbyists to keep our tax credit going. So, you know, super supportive of them and all of these. And we continuity is amazing for teaching people how to get into production. Filmworks is great at with people who've got concepts and scripts and kind of helping them bring them to life. So we're all working together. And the idea is that we just get a really big, thriving production community.
You mentioned the post-production, but do you find when people come to film here, are they hiring local people to be cast or grips or, you know, whatever, sound people?
All the grips and the electrics and all those people. Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, the On Fire movie, over 80% of their production crew was local. And that was amazing. And especially because that was something that was just thrown in our lap. I mean, the incentive pass, they were here. It was 90 days on location. And everything that I've heard has just been amazing as far as, you know, the local crew, the community coming together.
Excellent. Well, it's very exciting news for sure. And we did have John O'Leary on the air about a week or two ago, and he said they were heading to Hollywood in October. That's to shop their film to Sony, Lionsgate.
And it sounds like they're going to be premiering at the St. Louis International Film Festival, which is incredible. And on the heels of Sean McNamara's, the director of the movie, he's got a movie out now that's doing really well. So all of those things kind of combined are sure to give On Fire an amazing debut.
Well, we will definitely talk about it when it's getting ready sometime next fall. Kelly Hyatt is with Explore St. Louis. She's the manager of the St. Louis Film Office. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much. Glad to see you.